this road.
Sure. Okay. You know, I sound that don't sound like a police whistle now. It sounds more like that. Okay. And if you had a cow by the name of Daisy and she were expecting a calf, you might say Daisy is going to.
Well, you could freshen.
Okay, but you might be more likely to say, what did you say?
Have a baby.
Okay.
Or have a calf.
Okay. And what did you call the male horse? Do you remember the word for a male horse?
A stallion?
And what was the female called? Okay, well, all of the animals that you ride are called. Riding animals are called. They're just called.
Horse or.
Uh-huh. Or more than one, you say several.
Horses?
Okay. And there's the stallion and the. Okay, and if you didn't know how to ride, you might say, I've never, what, a horse?
Ridden a horse.
Okay, and you might say, everybody around here likes to
ride the horse.
Uh-huh, and somebody rode, yes, well, did it again. You might say, yesterday, Mr. So-and-so, what, his horse?
Rode his horse.
Okay. I want to do the answers instead of the questions here. And if you couldn't stay on the horse, you might say, I fell what?
Off the horse.
Okay. And if a little child went to sleep in bed, but then found himself on the floor in the morning, he might say, well, I must have
fallen off the bed.
Okay. And the things that you would put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road. They're supposed, sometimes people say they bring good luck. You used to put them up on the wall.
Horseshoe.
Okay. And one is a horseshoe, and if you had two or three of them, they'd be?
Shoes.
Okay. And the part of the horse's feet that you put the shoe on would be called the?
Hoof.
Okay. And a horse has four?
Legs or feet.
Okay, but the hoof, I want to say four?
Four hoofs.
Okay. How was that?
Four hoofs.
Okay. And the game that sometimes people play by throwing those things that you put on a horse's feet is a game of?
Horseshoe.
Okay. And the male sheep is called. Did you all ever have a sheep?
No, we never did.
Is that right? Do you happen to know what they call the male and the female sheep? If you didn't have them, might be no reason for you to call them.
Well, I can't.
Okay.
Won't come.
Okay, have you ever heard a ram or a buck?
Mm-hmm.
Both words, you heard both words, or one more than the other, you reckon?
Oh. The ram more than the buck.
Okay. And a female sheep?
Would she be called a ram?
What about a word like a you or a yo? Does that sound familiar? If you didn't have sheep, I don't know how you would have a connection with it.
Well, my granddaddy had sheep, and my daddy usually tended to them.
Uh-huh. Okay, did you ever remember either of those words, Lynn? A you or a yo, anything like that?
Yeah, but I can't place it.
Uh-huh.
I was